98.1 KZE. Joanna Hess is in the studio with me for the first time. It's so nice to meet you, Joanne.
Wonderful to meet you,
Joanna. Yeah, thank you for stopping by today to tell us all about Art Studio Views. We were just talking. This is a big undertaking.
This is huge. There are 30 artists from Germantown down through Hyde Park. So it's about a 40-mile range to visit all these studios. And you can't do them all in a two-day period.
So you got to pick carefully.
You have to choose. You have to pre-plan. And there's an exhibit at the Betsy Giacarusso Gallery, which has a sampler of every artist. And that's a great place to start to just preview what everybody does besides going to the website and reading about each of the artists.
Yeah, well, that's obviously, it's a great resource, artstudioviews.com. And just a quick overview of the event, it's a Labor Day weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the 2nd and 3rd from 11 to 5. It's a free open studio event where you can go and view the art studios of all these different participating artists. But, you know, we were talking to Barbara Bravo a few weeks ago about the Socrates Art Studio Tour. Art Studio Views is a multi-community undertaking.
Yes, we have Hyde Park, Rhinebeck, Red Hook, Tivoli, and Germantown on our list. And so you have to really think about this beautiful drive you can take and peek down hidden driveways. You've always thought, what's going on down there? And this is your big opportunity to go and see the artists in the places where they create.
Yeah, yeah. It's such a cool idea because I know that so many people come up to visit the Hudson Valley in the summer because it's just beautiful and they want to do exactly that, drive around and kind of get off the beaten path a little bit. And this is such a great way to do that and really get a lot out of it.
Yes, it's just such a special place with the history of art in this valley, as well as the current wave of new artists moving in.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of influence. There's a lot of variety on the tour. Besides landscape painting, we have people who do surrealist looking work, expressionist painting, as well as ceramics, various types of ceramics, and printmaking.
Awesome. Yeah. Now, this is year 16.
Year sweet 16.
Wow, man.
It's amazing. It's hard to believe.
Has this been your baby all 16 years?
No, I came in year 4. Okay. So it had already been developed by 3 women earlier and in Rhinebeck who wanted to show off their studios. And it's just grown and blossomed from then.
Yeah.
And now to the point where we have a waiting list.
Wow.
Early on, when I first took it on, we were like, oh, if we could get 20 studios, how lucky we would be. And now we're limited to 30 just because of the way the brochure is designed. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't handle more than 30 people.
So artstudioviews.com is the website. And where can we grab a brochure?
We have 6 headquarters, 1 in each town. Tivoli Artist Gallery, Greg Farm, Equus Art Gallery, the Betsy Giacarusso Gallery, Art Gallery 71, and the Hyde Park Artist Collective, as well as shops everywhere. We're just getting them disseminated now because I always give the Socrates tour their weekend, and then we start to promote ours.
Yeah, yeah. I love this culture of art studio viewing in the KZE listening area. Are you an artist yourself?
I am, actually. I do printmaking and a little oil painting.
Yeah. And what is it like to have people coming in? I assume I don't know if you're on it this year.
I'm not on the tour because the way I inherited this project is because I don't have a studio.
Gotcha.
And artists who did have studios realize they can't do the organization and still be on the tour.
Sure, sure.
So I have an art gallery with my husband, however, Albert Chihenny and Fine Art. So I help promote our gallery and other artists as well. And so I also get the privilege of previewing all the studios before this weekend with my committee to decide who's going to be on the tour and not. So it's really fun
to
go there and see. Some people have garages. Some people have separate buildings for their studios. Some people paint on their kitchen table. So you get to see the environments that artists are creating in.
Yeah, yeah. And what are some of the things you've heard from the participating artists about the experience of having people come through and see their studios?
Sometimes it's nerve-wracking. Mm-hmm. And right now is a very nervous time because they're last minute prepping for the visitors.
Yeah.
You have to have a certain personality to want to welcome people into your private space. And you have to be very outgoing to want to talk about your art and feel confident about having people see work in progress as well as finished work. So the ones we have on the tour this year are very excited. We have 9 new artists on the tour, brand new, have never been on it, and 1 returning artist.
Yeah.
So there's been a lot of mentoring going on with previous artists on the tour. And it just brings a whole new energy to the event to have, because I know people come and they like to go to the, who are the newbies?
Yeah.
And then they visit their favorites as well. So this time it's a third of the tour is brand new.
That's amazing.
It is. It's astounding. And we're setting up a system where we're going to be alternating years. So people can be on the tour 1 year and take a year off to create new work or go out on the tour itself.
Sure. Yeah. Joanna Hess is my guest. She is one of the organizers for Art Studio Views, which is not this weekend. When we play this interview, maybe this weekend.
It will be this weekend.
So this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the 2nd and 3rd of September, Labor Day weekend, of course, from 11 to 5 every day. It's a free open studio event. You can find out more information at artstudioviews.com. And tell me again about, you said there was one place that you can kind of go to get all the information first.
Oh, at our 6 headquarters.
Yes.
You can go to the headquarters, which are listed on the website. I also want to mention that 9 of the studios are open Labor Day Monday.
Okay.
From 11 to 5. And that's also highlighted on the website and on all our social media. There's a little pink asterisk that, and on the brochure. So people can pick up the brochure if they are wandering around any of the communities. They're in the shops. And when you go on the tour, each studio has a brochure and will tell you about their neighbors. Like, one thing I really try to do is cluster the artists. So you can go this year, we have 5 artists in the village of Rhinebeck. Mm-hmm. So you can actually do a walking tour.
Oh, great.
And start at the Betsy Jacarusso Gallery or our gallery and decide where you want to go and then go along and visit.
Have a drink,
all these
have a snack.
Yeah. And so we do have restaurant sponsors.
Oh, great.
So you don't have to go hungry on the tour as well. And
oh,
many
wonderful.
Of the studios offer a small bite, apples or water.
Yeah.
Little chips. So.
Oh, that's great to know. So in 16 years of the Art Studio Views, have you ever had anybody come and apply to be an artist who said that they were inspired by touring studios previously on a previous Art Studio Views experience?
Yes. In fact, when people contact me, oh, I'm new to the area, I suggest they go out on the tour before they actually are an artist on the tour. But so many people have moved to the area, and there's just a wealth of new artists here, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
And it's going to, so I do have a waiting list at this point for the following year.
If anybody out there is listening and going, oh, I want to be on it in the future, how do they get in touch with you for to get on that waiting list?
On the website is our email address.
Gotcha.
As well. And they can, I recommend they go out on the tour, meet the other artists. I have had several artists who have become participants on the tour because they did go out and talk to the other artists to see what is this like. There's a lot of work to be a participant. We just met yesterday with all of the new artists, and the questions they were asking from how do we put our signs out? When do we do that? How do we set up our studio? Do people pay with cash check, or how do I charge it?
Mm-hmm.
There's just all these little details that once you've been doing it, you forget that you need to go back to certain basics to train someone to do. So I really welcome new artists to contact us, but I recommend they go out this weekend and enjoy the bounty of the region.
Yeah, absolutely. Joanna Hess, artstudioviews.com. This weekend, it's a free open studio event, Labor Day weekend, Saturday and Sunday, with some open on Monday as well. So if you're staying in town for a long weekend, please check the website and plan accordingly. And if you incorporate the ones that are open on Monday and do those on Monday, do you think it's possible to see all of them?
It would be a challenge because you really want to spend time, quality time with the artists. You should start wherever you like, stay as long as you like. But I would pick and choose. You may, like I'm a printmaker, so the first places I would choose to go is the printmaking studios, sure, because that's my interest. Someone may not have that interest, so they should not plan to go there.
Fair enough.
But it is hard to get to all 30. If you get to 9 a day, that's a lot.
That does, yeah. 9 stops is a lot for one day. Well, you know what? I encourage people to be ambitious, do as much as you can. Joanna, thank you so much for stopping by. Is there anything we didn't touch on?
I think that I just want to encourage people to enjoy the ride. Take the brochure, plot out your trip, and look at the website for any details about the artists and our sponsors. We have some incredible sponsors that make this happen and continue to make this a free event. I also want to encourage families to come out, because when the younger children or high school students come and see the variety of art media that is available to play with, mm-hmm, and many of the artists will be doing demonstrations or having materials available. I know the ceramic artists will have clay for the younger people to play with, and the printmakers have their presses to demonstrate how that works, and they may not have been exposed to that in school. So I love when families come out.
Yeah, absolutely. Bring the kids, get them inspired. Let's inspire the next generation of stops on the art studio tour.
Definitely.
Joanna Hess, artstudioviews.com. Thank you so much for stopping by today.
Oh, it's been delightful. Thank you. And we'll see you all out on the road.
98.1 KZE.